Welcome to J&J Adventures, where two friends turn their curiosity into stories made for you. Now introducing your hosts, Jake and Josh.
Hello, hello! Welcome to episode number 8 of J&J Adventures. I can't believe it's episode 8 already.
It's going by fast.
It is going by fast. We even took 2 weeks off because, you know, we traveled abroad and, you know, we did all these different things that we actually didn't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in our heads, in our dreams, we did those things. And that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
I was telling Josh before we recorded this, it's called Foley. Foley Artists. They're called Foley Artists. And what they do is they will take noises and then they will apply it to movies, such as that kind of noise would be applied to someone drinking, I don't know, a Coca-Cola in a Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's your knowledge for the day.
You learned something.
Obviously, we're sponsored by Absolutely Nobody. And our drink of the day is Gekkaikon. Okay, we're not even going to try to pronounce it, but it is the finest sake. And we're actually drinking sake
screwdrivers.
Screwdrivers. So a little sake, a little orange juice, a little it's delicious.
Pretty, it's pretty good. The sake straight up is...
I don't mind it.
It's like drinking... The only way I can put it is it's like drinking weird water.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest water I've ever drank.
It is weird
life.
Water. That gets you drunk.
Yeah, really drunk. Apparently it's 16% alcohol.
If you could give a rating on the sake by itself, what would you rate it? 1 through 10.
Is this based off of just sake's I've
just,
tried?
Just this one. Alcohol? Just this one.
Off the, am I basing it off of all alcohol or just sake I've drank?
All alcohol.
It's going to be pretty low then. Like a 4.2.
That was actually higher than I thought.
Really?
I would give it a... I feel like I'm more generous on these drink things than you are, because I feel like last week I was much more generous too. But I'm going to give it a 5.6. I could drink it by itself.
I almost forgot what we drank last week, but...
It was that I will weird say, whiskey.
It was
that
super,
had the cool
super
bottle.
Sweet, but I had 0 hangover.
Well, that's
felt
good
great
for you.
The next day.
I actually don't mind the sake. What would you give the sake screwdriver?
Oh, I'd give it like a 7.3.
Okay, that's fair. So a little bit of mixture makes it a little better.
Like, I'd rather drink those in the, like, you know, when you go out and get, what are those called?
I have no idea.
What are they called, Krista? In the morning. Mojitos. Mimosas.
I don't know. Mojito.
Mojito. Can I have two mojitos?
Burritos?
I'd rather have this with orange juice and sake than have orange juice and champagne.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the name sake, and I feel like we're even pronouncing it wrong.
It's probably sake.
I think it's sake.
Sake.
But
sake,
I just feel
sounds
more,
like
do you
French.
Not feel more cultured?
Well, yeah, I feel like I'm more well-rounded.
We don't need that. No. We don't need to be more well-rounded.
We're if I get any more round, I'm not going to fit my pants.
We're already round enough. All right, so we're actually going to do a J&J Adventure Classic, or... Mm-hmm. Others like to call it a classic J&J adventure.
Yeah.
Now we're going to take you back in time to a time that was about 6 months ago.
That was my back in time. Yeah. There we go. All
right, so that's our back intro. In time. We're gonna go way back to, I have no idea, let's
it's
say...
more than 6 months ago.
Let's say June.
Okay.
June of 2018. It was a beautiful day on the prairie. I don't know why we're on a prairie, but it was a beautiful day on
in
the prairie.
Cheviot.
In Cheviot. Where the sun was setting, and Josh and I decided to try a new bar. So we went to Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Right over here on the west side of Cincinnati. It has a beautiful mystique to it that you just have no idea until you walk
okay.
in.
Shut up.
So
this
we get inside,
great.
And
it was the first time,
it was the first time there. We really liked it. The different things they had around were cool. We liked the atmosphere, blah,
playing
blah, blah.
Emo music, lots
yeah,
of
playing
pops.
Emo music. That's more Josh's. You know, forte, but I don't mind it. And so we were playing darts. We were enjoying ourselves. It was like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and then they're like,
even that, dude. It was like 4:35. This was a Monday. That remember how I used to go out on Mondays? It's like a Monday.
No, it was a little later than that when
we
went there.
We
went to a couple other places, yeah. I think. So we end up going there, and we're playing darts. And I see someone that I know, and he's like, "Are you here for the comedy show?" I'm like, What? Yeah, there's a comedy show at 9 o'clock. It's free. It's like, oh, okay. So then we ended up staying. Yeah, we're just like, great. We just called our wives and we're like, hey, ladies, we love you, but we're going to stay here. And we're going to watch this comedy show because it's free.
Yep.
So we were there before everybody else. We got front row seats.
Front row.
We all the way up
Jake's
there.
Dad.
Yep. We got some pizza from a pizza place right down the street.
Right next door.
And I called it and I was like, hey, can you deliver? We're at Legends. And he's like, sure. And then I'm like, I realized in my head that it was two doors down. I'm like, I'm going to have to pay a delivery fee and other stuff if I just have someone walk it two doors down.
Yeah.
So then I walked over there and they were about to leave to bring it down to us. So I was like, whew. You know, I saved $3.
There you go.
Got me another beer.
That's actually, that's a blind pool that they don't do anymore.
So we ended up getting the pizza. We ate the pizza. I called my dad and I was like, hey, Dad, you like comedy? And no, he does not.
he does not like comedy
at all. But there was this one old white guy that he just had one-liners, and my dad was laughing the whole time. Other than that, I'm trying to think of a face that he had. I'm trying to think of a comparison that people can picture. Red from That 70s Show.
Oh, yeah.
So, his normal face, that was my dad. He was just sitting there with his arms crossed, and he was just not laughing at anyone. He wasn't even smiling or anything.
And we're in the front, too.
So we're all the way up in
the
front.
We're like the comedic's vibe. Everything that we are doing, they're vibing off of.
And if you don't know Josh, he's a hype man. So, someone would tell a joke and be like, oh, no way! And he would do that the whole entire show. It was hilarious.
The one guy actually got upset. He was doing his one line. I don't think it was the old man that was the old man wasn't the one-liner your dad liked.
No.
The one-liner guy was maybe 5 years older than us. And I was hackling him and he would say some joke and I'd be like, oh man, tell us some more or something. He's like,
I don't think
you
were ever
stop.
Heckling anyone.
He said I was. He's like, dude, you're freaking heckling me.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
On stage.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was like, bro, can you stop? You're messing me up.
Oh.
You don't remember that?
No. But then he plowered through and it was
Oh, it was great. He was
yeah,
still
it was a good.
Good
time.
I did shut up after that and just started laughing more and stopped talking.
Well, that is our classic J&J adventure. Hopefully we'll go on some more here shortly and we'll get to tell you guys about them.
We've been busy. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to get back into the swing of things. Not as busy. Time's coming up for me. So we're gonna make it happen and hopefully Josh will be able to come too.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about, well, I guess this isn't really an adventure, but I realize that I'm really good at the game Clue. I played two times last week with Krista, my wife, Brooke, Josh's wife, and Josh, and I won twice.
And I realized that I never played Clue before, and I know it's for five and up, but
he just doesn't understand. He doesn't grasp the concept.
It makes me feel so dumb. I mean, no, I did grasp it at the end because I almost won. I had two out of the three right.
Yeah.
And so it's just...
You had one out of the three, right?
I had two out of three. Anyway, Clue makes me feel insignificant and dumb. But it's a fun game. I'm ready to play it after this podcast.
It is a fun game. We're gonna make that a tradition because I really enjoy it.
It's fun.
I feel like there's a Clue version...
There's other Clues.
On PlayStation. No, I'm saying I feel like there's one on PlayStation. That would be fun.
We should get that. That would be a lot of fun.
Mr. Poopy Butthole with a knife in the space rover.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd like to play that.
All right.
Or PlayStation. I'm sure there's a PlayStation one.
There is.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like we could, talking about our next segment, I feel like we could do a weekly wager. What do you think of that?
I like that. I like
a weekly wager. It can be anything in life.
But yours that you're about to talk about can't be a weekly.
This isn't a weekly one. This is not a weekly one. We'll talk about this one being a wager for this week, but it is not a weekly wager.
I hate having so much ice in my drinks.
All right, so we're gonna do it. Next week, we're going to start our weekly wagers. Mm-hmm. Is that cool? I'm going to write that down so I remember it. Sorry, I just thought of that.
No, that's great.
Now, this wager can be on, you know, how many times Brooke yells at you in one day or, how many times Krista hits me.
It has to be something that we both keep
track
of.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, it can be literally anything life-based.
I can only tell how many times she hits you by how many bruises you have.
True. Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure it is something that we can both keep track of and other people can keep track of as well. I think it'll be a fun little game.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll keep us on our toes.
Yeah.
And it'll keep us in pain because we'll bet different things. It doesn't always have to be the Wheel of Water.
Okay.
It can be anything.
Okay.
Cool?
I like it.
It doesn't have to be money either.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be a good time. But speaking of this week's bet, what we have is, if you guys haven't seen the show, it's called The Masked Singer. It's on NBC Fox. Or Fox. It's on Fox.
It's a new show. Just a
new show. Basically, it's 12 celebrities, and they all wear masks, and they all sing, and they battle. And then the loser of that day has to take off their mask. So one of them is called The Monster.
Yep.
And I know for a fact that it is T-Pain. So I'm gonna actually put in his performance right here. And I want you guys to tell me if you think it's T-Pain.
Tonight, gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me.
Whose voice does that remind you of?
My favorite one so far.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having them ball.
But who would choose to be a monster?
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call. Yeah, I'm having a good time. Ooh, I'm having a good time. Don't wanna stop it all.
I don't think it is. I mean, I think it is, but I'm willing to wager that it's not.
Yeah, no. So Josh wins if it's anyone else other than T-Pain.
Yeah.
I win the bet if it's T-Pain. Yeah. And we are doing a Wheel of Water, so just like the one that you guys saw on Facebook last week, there's a whole bunch of different ones. We'll do a different one. If we get the same one again, we'll make sure we spin it again and get a different one. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Because I don't want to land on the ground in my garage again.
I know and this could be a 12-week bet.
Did Krista say that it was T-Pain? Because if Krista said it was somebody, it is somebody. Because she freaking
I was the one that brought it up. So
she nailed.
I am 100% certain it is T-Pain. Mm-hmm. If it's not, I'm willing to, you know, bet Wheel of Water.
Okay.
Okay? All right, let's move into Reading Reddit.
Reading Reddit.
All right, first question. Just kidding. Welcome to Reading Reddit. This is the beautiful segment that beautiful people say...
It is amazing.
All right, if you get $100 billion in your account right now, what profession would you pursue to pass the time?
You first.
All right, my first one, and I don't know why I thought of this. It just sounds cool, and it's a llama herder.
A llama herder?
I just feel like if I had like 10 llamas,
yeah,
that would be super cool.
Huh. I mean, my profession that I would... That's weird, but...
Well, I could buy all the llamas I wanted.
Yeah.
I could live somewhere... I have $100 billion. Yeah, I can do what I want. I can build, like, a cool, really freaking cool, like, llama house.
Yeah.
And then I record the llamas, and it's a show called Llama House. I guarantee VH1 or MTV would pick it up.
You know the show Undercover Boss. Everybody knows that show. I would like to do something like that, but I would just want to pay... Since I have, like, endless money, obviously, I would go up to a CEO or whatever, just for fun, and be like, here's $20,000. I hire, obviously, these amazing movie studio makeup artists. Make me look like that person, and I go do their job for a day.
So you need to find someone your same weight. Why wouldn't you just buy the business?
Because that's like a whole lifetime thing. I'm talking just, like, one day.
Yeah, but you why would you dress up as someone that you're not... To act like someone that you're not.
Because it'd be fun.
But I'm saying...
That would be a profession.
So you would go undercover as the boss, not as someone that's working lower.
No, I mean, it just depends.
That sounds so stupid. That's so stupid.
Whatever, dude. Just came to my mind, okay? Shut up.
Listen, you should buy the business. You have $100 billion. Buy the business. Be the boss for a day.
Yeah.
And then go undercover.
Yeah. I would actually... You know what I'd probably do if I had $100 billion? I'd buy every furniture store in the tri-state area and just close them.
So you're... The job... So the job that you would... do to pass the time is the job you have right now.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
That's so stupid.
I would just not. I wouldn't have as many responsibilities, obviously.
What?
I mean, I just.
Why wouldn't you do something fun?
That's fun.
You are so brainwashed.
I'd be the manager at amusement park.
All right.
Buy half of amusement park.
Okay. So what I would do. This is another good one. I would be an announcer for a strange sport. So, like, there's so many strange sports. One of them is Quidditch. So, like, from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But they, like, run. Like, yeah. They run on the
Instead
brooms.
Of fly.
Yeah. So, I would like to call that. That would be fun.
I want to be the coach of wife carrying.
That would
be
cool.
A wife carrying coach. I don't mean
like you don't have to actually carry them. You just coach people
on how to carry them. Or not.
Make
coach.
Sure
I
you
be
make
a
sure
ref.
You use your legs.
Yeah.
Use your legs, not your back.
I really want to sign up for Pillow Toss or
Pillow Fight League. Pillow Fight League. I feel like we would do really good in Pillow Fight
what
League.
What is Kabaddi? Kabaddi.
Cobber Toss?
What is that?
Oh, I have no idea. So, Josh is just reading off of... I just typed in...
Bosa Ball. I've heard of that before.
I've just typed in strange sports on Google, and there's just a bunch of them that came up. One of them that really, you know, caught my eye was called shin kicking. And literally, it's just... If me and you were to go out on the street...
Sounds so idiotic and very
we would just start kicking each other's shins till someone fell down. I feel like I would fall down the very first time.
I feel like you would get hurt just as bad kicking somebody in the shin with your shin as getting kicked in the shin with somebody's shin.
Mm.
You didn't see those guys that are kicking each other with their shins.
Oh, I can't even.
Like your shin on shin contact.
You're going to hurt either way.
You're going to hurt either way.
That would hurt
way.
So bad. All right, we're going to move into the next question.
Foot legging.
You can look up these other strange sports after. All right, when is the most inappropriate time to wink at someone?
Man, I had one earlier and I lost it. I mean, there's
the one that you said I think was really good, and that's if you're at a urinal.
Oh, yeah, that's the best time. Every man knows when you go to the bathroom and there's 10 urinals, you go to the one all the way on the far right, there's nobody at there, somebody walks in the freaking bathroom, they don't go to the one on the far left,
yeah.
They go to the one right next to you. And if they did that, I would just turn my head real slowly, obviously make them have to look at me because they're going to,
mm-hmm.
and then just wink at them. And then I'd shake it twice, and then I'd be good. I wasn't playing with it.
That would be very strange if someone were to do that.
I'm going to try to do that.
My one that kind of instantly came to mind, and I don't know if I'm just in a dark place right now, but is at a funeral.
You are in a dark place, dude.
Like, if I was at a funeral and someone I didn't know just winked at me, I guess that wouldn't be that bad. Maybe it's like trying to cheer you up or something.
No, that's pretty weird. Like, all of a sudden you're in a funeral, and I'm sure everybody's been to a funeral.
If you wink at the person that is like... No, I'm saying if you wink at the person that is like the one mourning, like the wife of a dead husband, that would be...
Or
that'd
like
be weird.
So usually in funerals it's just like a wedding. So the front row is the family, the immediate family.
Yeah.
And you're sitting like four rows behind them, and some reason one of them turns around and you make weird eye contact and you wink at them.
What if you just like went down the line and just winked at everybody
instead of shaking their hand? And
you just walk down, one eye wink, other eye wink, one eye wink, other eye wink, and it looks like you're like... I feel like you would look like you have Tourette's. You're just like,
I feel like any time. Winking at a stranger is a lot. Like, you're on the metro. I mean, okay, you're on the metro for some reason. Some guy just looks up at you and you just wink at him. Like, that's just a bad time. Or, like, you lick your lips and then wink.
Yeah. If you add the licking lips, makes it way more inappropriate in a lot of more spots. One that I thought of that I think would be hilarious is if you're in court. Like,
you wink at the judge.
If you wink at the judge, like, I'm not guilty. Wink. So you're saying are guilty?
Did you wink at me?
No, I'm not. I'm not guilty. Wink. Like, that would be hilarious. And then the last one that I have is right before a prostate exam. If you like turn your head and wink at the doctor right before he sticks his finger in your butt, like that would be hilarious.
I feel like that would make that awkward situation for you more awkward for the doctor.
Oh yeah, like, it just turns, like it turns it on him.
Yeah, it's
turns,
like
because he's used to it. He like snap. Whoosh,
like he's like the, he's like, haha, this guy feels so yeah. awkward.
Turn around, give him a little wink,
and then
that's when you
like,
add the licking your lips.
Oh, yeah, that's when you wink and then lick your lips. Yeah. You don't lick your lips first.
Yeah, maybe even give a little like finger in the mouth.
Oh Jesus.
All right,
then all of a sudden the guy shows you a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Then you actually like it. All right, so we have one more reading Reddit question. For 10 minutes, you have the power to converse with any animal. What do you do in that time?
I'm not going to steal Jake's, but Rick and Morty taught me one really important thing: is don't talk to squirrels.
Okay, that's fair. Why not?
Because squirrels rule the world, and they figure out I can't talk. If you hear their plans, then they'll kill you.
True.
But no, realistically, I mean, if I could talk to animals, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm stealing this from a comedian. And I don't know who it is, but I feel like it'd be cool for like, okay, you have 10 minutes. It'd be cool for 60 seconds. And then after that, the dog's like, can you toss the ball? I'm hungry. Like, I just feel like every dog talks like that.
See, I would just like mess with him. I would say like one word and then just give him the silent treatment. Like, I would just not talk to them. Because I feel like only bad things can come from talking to the animals.
Yeah.
So I would just sit there. I would let them know that I understand what they're saying, mm-hmm. and then just not just say anything.
Shake your head.
Yeah, just not say anything.
Well, it's just like you said earlier, I'm going to take this from you. It's like, animals sometimes see you at your most vulnerable your most scarring moments.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, your dog can talk, and they're just like, I've been waiting so long to tell you this. Yeah, you scarred me for life.
Yeah, like, I'm never
you ruined
forget.
Me as an animal.
All right. I would, I don't know why I thought about this, but again, back to the death thing. Animals die a lot quicker than we do, dogs and cats and whatnot. I would ask them like what they want on their will. So like all the toys that they have. Who do they want to give the toys to when they die?
Or they'd be like, what do you mean? I'm going to die soon?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you only got like 3 years left.
I'm only lived for 10 years. And then the last one, it just really intrigues me. And I know doctors can say that they do it for so-and-so reason or whatever.
Why do they lick their buttholes?
Yeah. You took it from me, you jerk.
Actually, I just read between the lines on that one.
Yeah. I just don't know why do they sniff other dog butts?
True.
Like, butts don't smell good. Although, hold on. People eat butt, and humans do.
Yeah.
So I guess
it's not that weird.
I mean, it's still weird, but... Yeah.
That's a new thing within the last year, 2 years.
It is new.
That's a new thing. Well, something else you have to ask them is, like, do they lick themselves out of pure pleasure?
Yeah.
Or to, like, clean necessity? Themselves.
Yeah.
Like, are they over there like... are they over there like, oh, I hate doing this, but it makes me feel better?
I feel like... Well, they don't have... So, like, they can scratch with their back leg.
Yeah, which is
But they can't beast. Scratch with their front leg, though.
Which is like, weird. It's like a T-Rex. Like, their front... That's a good point. I've never... Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
They scratch their ears with
their front leg. Well, yeah, but that's all sometimes. They can scratch. They can't scratch
well,
behind
they don't
them.
Even scratch
Would that not
like
be
this?
Weird if a dog could scratch its butt with its front paw?
Just reach back and
that
scratch.
That would be so weird.
That would be weird now you say that.
All right, do you have anything else you want to get off your chest? This is a short episode, but...
That was it?
Yeah, that's it.
That went quick.
That was very quick. Is there anything else you want to add to the podcast? We are going to be bringing on the weekly wager next week, so I'll have a drop for that. It'll sound really cool. I'll make it sound like a casino or something like that, so that'll be really cool.
The only thing I want to get off my chest is, you know, Mom, I know you're listening. If you got any... if you got any new segments for us... No, I'm just kidding. Anybody that's listening, just follow us on Facebook. Shoot us a message.
We have 199 likes right now. We need 200. Give us one more like.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends. Talk to your babies. Even if your babies have phones, like your actual like 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
Tell them to like our podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll really enjoy a lot of the content, but they might.
They might.
They might.
They might.
I mean, we talk about...
Stuff. Poop.
Dogs.
Yeah.
And
cats.
Farting. And,
yeah.
You know, I feel like that's really kid-centric.
Kids would like it.
We're a family-friendly kind of show.
Borderline.
We're a family-friendly-ish
show. It goes closer and closer and over
that
line
every
week. We are
a PG-16. That's not a thing. Either of the ones that we said.
PG-15 is not
PG-16 and a half.
What's between PG-13 and R?
17. It's
No, there's not a 17.
Yes, there is.
That's not a 17.
Oh, yeah, it's rated R. That's rated R. 17.
What's between 13 and 17?
There's nothing.
Parental guidance.
It's...
Parental guidance. You have to be...
It's PG. Or it's G.
Well, technically, R can't... It's not always that bad.
It's
your
G.
If your parents...
PG. PG-13. R. There might be something in between.
There's triple X.
Yeah. That's not family friendly. Do not have your kids watch anything triple X. No. Unless they watch the movie Triple X.
Yeah, which is a great
with
movie.
With Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I still can't get over he's gay.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
You're making that up.
Yeah, he's queer as $2 bill.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Stop saying that.
It's queer as $2 bill.
He's a gay as a football bat.
That's not a saying. Okay, folks. Well, that's the end of our rambling tonight. And come on.
No, I got to do it. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to J&J Adventures. It's been a fun one. It's been an experience that you will never forget. And it's also been one that I might have to kill Josh after this. Thank you, everybody. And you stay sexy.